Jesus, we just thank you that you are our God.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的神。
You are our Father.
你是我们的父。
You are good.
你是慈爱的。
You are holy.
你是神圣的。
You lead us and you guide us.
你引导我们。
You encircle around us.
你围绕我们。
You go before us.
你在我们前面行。
You are our safe place.
你是我们的安息之所。
You are our peace.
你是我们的平安。
You are our Savior.
你是我们的救主。
You are our provider.
你是我们供应的主。
We thank you, Lord, for all these things.
主为这一切，我们感谢你。
And many more that you are to us, Lord.
还有，我们知道更多的恩典在前面，我们也感谢你。
We declare that you are our victory.
我们宣告你是我们的得胜。
And we just thank you, God, that we can come and worship you today.
为了今天早晨我们可以来敬拜你，我们感谢你。
Just be with my mouth.
主，你与我的口同在。
Just bless us today, Lord.
主祝福我们。
In Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Psalm 139, verses 14 through 18 tells us how God feels about us and the next generation.
诗篇一百三十九篇十四到十八节告诉我们关于我们跟我们下一代的事情。
I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well.
你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
And skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth.
在地的深处被联络。
Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed.
在我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them.
在你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
How precious, how precious, how precious.
何等宝贵，神啊，何等宝贵。
Also are your thoughts to me, O God.
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵。
How great is the sum of them.
其数何等众多。
If I should count them,
我若数点。
They would be more in number than the sand.
比海沙更多。
When I awake, I am still with you.
我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。
Oh my goodness, let's think about that for just a minute.
想一想诗篇139篇所说的。
God has so many good thoughts toward us.
你看到没有，神向着我们有许多美善的意念。
That they are more in number than all the sand of all the sea.
多到一个程度比海沙更多。
Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Our mind cannot grasp, can it?
我们的心思简直没有办法想象，不是吗？
What number is that?
这是一个多少的数字啊？比海沙更多。
Does anyone know?
谁有答案？
No?
没有人知道什么数字比海沙更多。
This is how our God feels about us.
这就是神向着我们美善的意念的数目。
And this is how our God feels about the next generation.
向着我们的下一代，神也一样有这许多美善的意念。
I want to share with you a burden that's on my heart and has been on my heart for many years.
早晨，我要跟你们分享一个在我里面多少年来的负担。
It is for the next generation.
就是为着我们的下一代。
As a young woman before I met and married David.
在我结婚之前。
Years ago,
那是很多年以前。
30 years ago,
三十年以前，我还没有结婚的日子。
I was a teacher.
我是一个老师。
In a Christian school,
在一个基督教的学校做老师。
And I taught second graders.
我教小学二年级的孩子。
I love second graders.
我喜欢二年级的孩子。
They are so real and honest.
他们非常的真诚又诚实。
They are so precious.
他们非常的宝贵。
My second graders were called second grade soldiers.
我的二年级孩子我都叫他们是我的二年级的军队。
This was a Christian school, so I could teach them God's word.
因为我在一个基督教学校教书，所以我可以把神的话教导给他们。
I taught them reading, writing, and math.
我也教他们怎么读、怎么写，还有数学、算术。
But most importantly, I taught them about God.
但是最重要的事情就是我还教导他们关乎神的事。
And how God felt about them.
而且神向着他们的意念是什么。
And how God wanted them to surrender to Him.
我教导那些二年级生说，神要他们如何把自己降服于神。
And then serve where God asked him to serve.
并且呢，在神要他们所侍奉的岗位上侍奉。
Very simple, yes.
是不是很简单呢？
Isn't it the same for me and you even now at this age?
即使我们现在都这么大了，神向着我们的意念不是一样吗？
Surrender to God and serve where He asks.
降服于神，而在他所要我们服侍的岗位上服侍。
I'm glad to say today that I love Jesus.
我很高兴地说，到今天我还很爱耶稣。
And I will follow Him where He takes me.
无论他带我到哪里去，我都跟随。
I will obey him.
我会顺服他。
And when I feel weak,
当我觉得软弱的时候，
he's so strong.
他是那位强壮的。
And he carries me.
他背负我经过我的软弱。
He carries you, yes.
他也是一样背负你们，不是吗？
When you feel weak,
当你觉得软弱的时候，
he's so strong.
他是刚强的。
Resting on the everlasting arms,
要安息在他永久的膀臂中。
Another way my children sing that is.Leaning on the everlasting.
我们唱的版本的是 leaning, 就是靠在他永久的膀臂上。
They would sing that with me in our homeschool, and they would lean.
我在家里
sing it. They go leaning, leaning.
我们唱这首歌的时候，他们就会靠来靠去。
Just like children do.
就像一个小孩子一样。
In our arms.
靠在主的膀臂中。
That's how good our God is.
我们的神就是这么的好。
So we can rest in His arms.
所以我们可以安息在他的膀臂中。
Amen.
阿们吗
？Amen. Okay, so I had this one second grader I would like to tell you about named Tony.
有一个我有一个二年级的孩子在我班上的，他叫 Tony.
He was such a sweet little boy.
他非常的甜美。
I gave him homework one day.
有一次我给他回家功课。
And he came back.
他就回，然后第二天他回来。
With his homework.
带着功课。
And his mom was supposed to have signed it.
他的妈妈应该要签字的。
But there was this really bad writing for the mom's signature.
但是呢，我看到在妈妈家长签字那一栏上，那个字迹是非常的难看的。
It was very obvious he had signed his mom's name.
明显的，这个二年级生自己签的字。
And I said, "Uh-oh."
所以我说 ，"Uh-oh."
So I said, "Tony, come here. I need to speak with you."
我就叫他到我这来说 ，Tony， 我要跟你说话。
Will you please tell me about this paper?
你可以告诉我这个纸上到底怎么回事
？Oh, what, Miss Smithers?
他说哦，怎么啦 ，Smithers 老师
？He said, "Well, brother, tell me about the signature."
我说，亲爱的弟兄，跟我解释一下这个签字的部分。
I'm wondering about the signature.
我有一点不清楚到底发生什么事。
So I gave him all this chance to tell me.
所以我给他很多的机会说实话。
I tried to ask him different ways. He knew I was knowing what happened, and I wanted him to tell me.
我从不同的角度来问他，希望他知道我其实知道这是他自己签的，让他有个机会能够自白。
Just tell me.
就是告诉我就好，跟我讲实话就好。
I said, "Please, Tony, just tell me the truth. It's okay."
我说 ，Tony， 没关系的，就讲实话好不好？
Oh, my mom signed it. My mom signed it.
他还很坚持说，不是，这我妈妈签的，这我妈妈签的。
I said, Tony, we have to go to the office.
我说 ，Tony， 我们得去办公室。
I was so sad.
我好难过，他没有讲实话。
Because I gave him chance after chance to say the truth.
因为我给他很多的机会告诉我实情。
And he just couldn't, wouldn't say the truth.
他就是不愿意说实话。
So I took him to the office.
所以我带他到了办公室去。
And I told him I knew he had lied to me.
我说你，我知道你刚才说谎。
And he began to cry.
他就开始哭泣。
And so I said, brother,
我说弟兄啊,
you have to be disciplined for lying.
你若是说谎, 你就要被制裁。
And my biggest worry is that you wouldn't say the truth when I gave you chance after chance.
我最难过的, 最忧虑就是我给你一再的机会, 你却不肯说实话。
That's how the enemy gets a hold of our hearts.
因为我们说谎的时候, 我们就给仇敌留地位。
When we just won't tell the truth and let Jesus forgive us.
因为我们应该愿意说实话, 让主的赦免能够临到我。
So he received discipline.
So 他被惩罚了。
Okay. So now let's go forward 15 years.
那我们再往前推15年。Forward?
Yes, forward. Yes.
往后推15年。
I'm older now and married and have babies.
现在我年纪大了。
Okay, so Tony one day knocks on my door.
So, 有一天呢，这个孩子长大了，在敲我的门，到我家来。
He's a grown man.
他是一个成人了。
He's like 22.
他22岁了。
And he said, "Oh, hi, Miss Smithers."
他跑来说，哦 ，Smithers 老师你好。
He still had the same face, so I recognized him.
因为他的脸没有怎么变，所以我一眼就认出他来。
He said, "I had to find you. I must tell you something."
他说，我必须要找到你，因为我要告诉你一件事。
I said, "Oh, good, okay."
我说，好啊，什么事？
So he tells me he strayed from the Lord for like 8 years. He just did not serve God.
他有八年之久从主面前躲藏起来，没有服侍神。
He did his own thing.
他做他自己要做的事。
He just served himself.
他侍奉他的自己。
Followed his own ideas and ways.
跟随他自己的想法。
And had such heaviness and sadness in his heart.
但是同时他的心呢，被一个很沉重的忧伤所搅扰着，所压着。
And then he said, "But every time I lied,
但是你知道吗？每一次我说谎
I would see your face crying.
我就会看见你流泪的脸面
And I would say, oh, I would be so convicted in my heart.
他说我的心就会蒙光照
And I knew God was crying.
而且我就知道神也为我而哭泣
Because I would not obey.
因为我拒绝顺服
And he said, "I'm here to tell you a happy story."
但是我现在来告诉你一个快乐的故事。
I've been saved.
我已经得救了。
I've surrendered my life to God.
我已经把我自己的生命降服给主。
I told Jesus the truth about everything.
我跟主耶稣告，我告诉主耶稣所有关乎我的事情。
And he washed all my sins away.
他把我所有的罪都洗净了。Amen.
And he said, "Now."
我说现在呢？
I'm a minister for the Lord.
我是主的仆人。
He said, "I'm going to be a preacher, Miss Smithers."
我现在要做一个传道人。
Yay, right?
这不是很棒吗？
So thanks be to God.
所以要把赞美感谢归给神。
Who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ.
因为他在基督里叫我们可以跨胜。
The next generation,
我们的下一代呢
？Jesus loves them, yes.
主耶稣一样爱他们，不是吗
？He's chasing after them, yes.
主耶稣是在那里追逐他们。
And he helps us to love them and chase after them.
主耶稣也帮助我们来爱他们，追逐他们来爱主。
Teach them God's word.
教导他们关乎神的道路。
Give them a chance to respond.
给他们机会来向主有一个反应。
Is this God's heart?
这不是神心中所要做的吗
？Is this God's heart?
这岂不是神心中想要做的吗
yes, yes,
是的是的
yes. God is victorious, yes?
神是得胜的不是吗
Okay, so, I met and married David then.
那后来呢我就遇见了 David, 我就嫁给他。
When I met and married David, he was already a man that was focused on prayer and revival.
我认识他的时候他已经被主复兴他专注在复兴跟祷告的事工上。
He had like 10 books when I met him.
He owned or he wrote?
He owned.
Okay. 那个时候我嫁给他时候他拥有十本书。
So I've watched through the years, David and I, we've been married 26 years.
我们已经结婚26年了。
So I've watched through the years God just grow this in David's heart on prayer and revival.
这些年来我看到神怎么样在 David 的心中成长一个负担就是祷告与复兴。
And give him many books on prayer and revival.
而且神给他许多的书是关于这个题目的。
And use that to teach David.
用那些宝贵的属灵的书籍来教导他。
About how God has moved in the past in whole areas, how His presence has come.
让他看到在一个时代里神怎么样借着圣灵在那里把复兴带进来。
And so that's been a prayer in our heart for 26 years.
所以26年来我跟 David 都是在这个负担里面。
And so we've seen little bits of that.
我们看到神一点一点的工作在这里在那里。
Jesus started bringing college students to our home.
神呢起先就开始让大学生到我们家来。
If you feed them, they will come.
你知道你给他们吃东西吃他们就来。
Right?
不是吗大学生你给他们东西吃他们就来了。
Right. So he met these young men and they would call me and say, Miss Smithers, what are you doing?
他会认识这些年轻人他们都会说 Oh, Smithers, 太太你在做什么
And I said, oh, laundry, cooking, taking care of children, cleaning.
他说我洗衣服煮饭带小孩。
Teaching them school?
在家里教小孩。
You want to come to my house?
你们要到我家来吗
And they would say, yes, we were hoping you would let us.
他说是啊我们真希望你会邀请我们。
These boys were from Texas.
这些呢是在德州来的年轻人。
And we were in Oklahoma.
我们是住在 Oklahoma.
So they would drive to our house 7 hours on Friday.
所以礼拜五呢他们会开7个小时的车程到我们家来。
Stay 2 nights with us.
在我们家住两个晚上。
And drive back 7 hours on Sunday.
然后礼拜天再开7个小时回到
德
州。Why? 为什么呢
To hear from God.
来听神的声音。
To receive a blessing of prayer.
来接受祷告的祝福
to learn about revival in God's heart
来学习关乎在神心中有关复兴的事
I started giving them their name meanings when they would come
他们来的时候呢我就就他们的名字找出他们名字的意思告诉他们
And I would say, do you know how God feels about you?
我对他们说你可知道神对你的你是什么感觉呢
I could pray for them
然后我就可以为他们祷告
And feed them pancakes and they were happy
然后给他们pancake 吃他们都很高兴
Then we would send them on their way.
然后我们就送他们回德州去。
Okay, so this group of young people grew and grew. Of course, they all couldn't fit in my house then because my house was small.
因为我的房子不是很大，那这一群人越来越多，越来越多都坐不下了。
So I could only pile, you know, like 8 or 10 boys on one weekend, like all over the house.
每一个周末我只能接待8到10个男生在我们家中，把他们塞在家里每一个角落。
So through the years, we realized, wow, we know so many students.
慢慢我们就了解说 wow, 我们这些年轻人数字可真不小哎。
Maybe we should do a conference.
也许我们该做一个退休会或特会。
Oh, that was God's idea.
其实那是神的想法。
300 plus students.
来了300多个年轻人。
Come to worship God for a weekend.
在这个某一个周末里一起敬拜神。
Worshipping God, surrendering to God.
他们在那里敬拜，在那里把自己交给神。
And then they would experience the presence of the Lord at these meetings.
在这些聚会里面，他们感受到神的同在。
So we watched the Lord come and minister to these young people.
我们亲眼看到神如何自己来，在这些年轻人当中做事。
Very sweet the presence of God during these times.
在那种聚会里面，神的同在非常的甜美。
We would even baptize them in a cold creek that was next to the conference center.
常常聚会结束的时候，我们就在附近的那个很冰冷的小溪中为年轻人受洗。
It was early spring, so the water was very cold.
那还是早春的时候，所以水都很冷的。
I was like, "Ooh, yay, David does that."
我感谢主，是我的弟兄站在水里。
So many though would get baptized.
好多年轻人在那个溪中被施浸。
So my heart was so glad.
所以我的心好喜乐。
Because they were really surrendering to God and following God in their youth.
因为他们在年轻的时候就把自己降服给神，要跟随神。
Not telling God, wait, let me do my own thing.
没有说主啊，等等，让我先出去做我自己的事。
Then I'll surrender.
然后我再降服于你。
No, no, no. 18 to 25 year olds.
不是，都是18到25之间的孩子。
Really surrendering to God.
他们是真的把自己献给主。
Then going back to their schools.
然后呢，他们就回到自己的生活岗位，学校里。
Starting prayer meeting.
开始有祷告的聚会。
And seeing God work.
看到神怎么样开始做事。
Amen.
阿们吗
So what else was put in their heart during this time?
所以呢，他们心中还有什么事呢
？Was a burden for missions.
他们心中领受的还有一个就是要去宣教。
Not only did they start loving their own people, their own college,
不是仅仅爱他们四周的大学生，他们自己跟他们一样的人。
But God started calling them to other people.
神开始呼召他们去服侍其他的人。
in other parts of the world.
甚至在世界不同的角落的人。
Amen.
Amen.
And so I have beautiful young people, because now I'm getting older, I'm 47.
我现在才47岁。
So I'm getting old, only 47. But this means many of my young students are almost 30.
表示说我以前服侍那些年轻人有些已经30岁了。
Some of them are, you know, young parents.
有些是做已经做父母了。
So it's so exciting to watch God use them.
所以我每次看到神如何使用他们我就好激动。
So I have young students in Tibet.
我有年轻的孩子现在在西藏服侍。
Loving the people of Tibet.
爱在西藏的人。
I have this one girl, she's all blonde, long blonde hair, walking the streets in Tibet.
我亲爱的姊妹是金发蓝眼今天在西藏的城市里行走。
With her two little babies.
带着她的两个小的孩子。
Loving the Tibetan people.
爱西藏的那些藏族的百姓。
People are getting saved.
在那里有人得救。
They're loving the people.
他们在那里爱当地的藏族。
Isn't that good?
这岂不是很好吗？
That's Hannah is her name.
她的名字叫 Hannah, Hannah.
I have students in India.
我还有学生呢现在在印度服侍。
Loving the orphans.
爱着那里的孤儿们。
I love India.
我很爱印度。
I've been to India twice.
我去那里两次。
To visit orphanages.
去拜访在那里的孤儿院。
The children there are so loving.
你知道在印度那些小孩都是充满了爱的。
Do you, any of you know of Amy Carmichael?
你们知道这个人的名字 Amy Carmichael?
She was a missionary to India in the late 1800s.
在19世纪的时候去印度服侍的一个宣教士。
She was originally from Ireland.
Where?
Ireland.
她从爱尔兰来的。
And the Lord called her as a young woman
在她年轻的时候神呼召她
to do missions.
要出去宣教。
And so she moved to India.
她就迁到印度去。
And she walked the streets and did evangelism with other Christians in India.
在印度她与那当地的基督徒合作在街道上传福音。
But one day an orphan girl came up to her doorstep while she was praying.
有一天她在祷告的时候有一个小孤儿女生到她的门前敲她的门。
And said to her, Oh, please, please take care of me.
她说请你照顾我。
This little girl had escaped temple prostitution.
这个孩子呢离开了那个他如果他不被收留他就会去被用作成妓女。
So she had run away.
所以他就跑了。
Somehow God helped her escape.
神帮助他逃跑了。
So Amy received her into her arms.
所以这位传教士就把他收进他的家。
And said, yes, I will care for you.
他说没问题我接待你我照顾你。
So from that day forward,
从那一天开始
Amy's ministry changed.
她的服事的方向就改变了。
She began to go into these temples and rescue the children.
她开始跑到这些印度的寺庙里去找这些小女这样的小女孩救她们脱离那个邪恶的手。
Hundreds of children were rescued through that ministry.
有上百的孩子经过她得救得拯救。
Our God is victorious.
我们的神是得胜的。
Yes.Yes, our God is victorious.
我们的神是得胜的，不是吗？
Yes. There's a verse in 1 Chronicles 29:11.
历代志上29章11节有一个经节
that says, Yours, O Lord, is the greatness.
主啊，耶和华啊，尊大。
The power and the glory. The victory and the majesty.For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all.
耶和华啊，尊大、能力、荣耀、强盛、威严都是你的。凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。
So all that is in heaven and all that is in earth belongs to God.
所以凡天上地下的都是神的。
So those that are running from God or doing their own thing,
即使那些逃跑的做他们自己的事的
they still belong to God.
他们仍属于神。
He is chasing after them to rescue them.
神追赶在我们这些人后面，为了要拯救我们。
So that they can have a place of peace.
所以他们能够有一个安息之所。
In His everlasting arms.
在他永久的膀臂中。
Yes.
是吗？
Yes.Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
So when I went to India,
所以当我到印度的时候
it was so special I was able to sit on the front porch where Amy received her first orphan.
我觉得 好特别啊，因为我能够找到那个 Amy 那时候所住的地方的前门的台阶，我坐在那个台阶上，是她接收第一个孤儿的地方。
So God said to me,
当我坐在那里的时候，神对我说
All children belong to me, Lucretia.
Lucretia, 所有的孩子都属于我。
Rescue the children.
要拯救这些孩子。
Rescue the young people.
拯救年轻人。
We know the enemy hates our children.
我们知道仇敌是恨我们的下一代。
Do you know that only...4-5% of the young generation now from 18 to 25 go to church.
你知道吗？在18-25这个年龄层次的年轻人，只有5%的是到教堂去的。
Did you hear me?
你们有没有听见我在说什么？
That is wrong. Isn't that wrong?
这岂不是错的吗？
That only a tiny bit of our young people.From 18 to 25 are going to the church and worshiping God.
意思就是说18-25之间的年轻人只有很小很小的一部分是到神的教会去敬拜神的。
I asked David, the statistic.
这个统计数字是 David 给我的。
I was thinking, oh, maybe 30%.
我原来以为想总有30%吧。
When he told me that, I said, no, surely that's wrong.
当刚刚跟我说只有5%的时候，我说你一定是搞错了。
He said, no, Krishna, that's right.
他说没有 ,Krishna, 这是一个正确的数字。
That must change, yes.
但是我们要让这个数字改变，对不对？
Yes, yes.
是吗？
That will change, that will change, yes.
我们要改变这个数字。
And we can make that difference, we can, each of us.
我们每一个人合起来，我们可以改变这个数字。
God is reviving His church.
神在复兴他的教会。
I believe God is reviving this church.
我相信神在这里复兴这个教会。
Stirring something up in your spirit.
他在你们的灵中搅动。
Raising you up.
叫你起来。
To say, let's gather the young ones. Let's gather them.
感动我们，激动我们，叫我们起来说，让我们把我们的年轻的下一代带回来。
To a safe place.
带到一个安全的地方。
Where they've been hurt.
他们在外面曾经受伤。
Where they've been neglected.
他们或者曾经被忽略过。
Where they've been left without a father or mother.
或者他们没有成长的过程中没有父亲。
God is gathering them, chasing after them.
他们也许是孤儿一样的生活，但是神在这里追逐他们，要把他们招聚回来。
So we are His arms, yes.
我们是神的那个手臂，要把他们带回家。
So Lord, put our feet where our feet should be at the right time, yes.
主啊，把我们的脚放在对的地方，在对的时间。
To love the children.
让我们能够爱我们四周的孩子们。
Let's change that statistic, can we?
我们可以改变这个5%的统计数字，不是吗？
Yes.
是的。
We can, can't we?
我们可以，不是吗？
Okay, another story I will tell you.
我还要分享另外一个故事。
Is about a young couple that I knew before they were married.
是有一对年轻的情侣在他们结婚之前的事。
God called them to be married.
神呼召他们，叫他们结婚。
And they were some of the young people that came to our house and laid all over the floor.
这两个年轻人也是曾在我们家中常常到我们家中住的。
Well, they start a ministry in Texas.
他们呢在德州开始了一个聚会。
And they wanted to have a baby.
他们决定要生小孩。
They could not have a baby.
但是他们没有办法生小孩。
So they tried and tried.
他们试了又试。
And they just could not have a baby.
就是没有办法怀孕。
It was a real big burden on their heart.
在他们的心中，这是很重的一个负担。
And you may know someone like this.
也许你也认识有些人想要小孩一直没有得着的。
And so we kept praying for them.
所以我们就不断地为他们祷告。
Jesus, Jesus.
说主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊。
Will you please give our friends a child that they long for?
请你给我们的弟兄姊妹一个他们所渴求的孩子。
So a few years go by.
然后几年过去了。
And we keep praying.
我们还是继续地为他们祷告。
Now our friends.
现在我们的朋友。
Three babies.
有三个孩子。
God is the victor, yes?
神是得胜的，不是吗？
So thanks be to God who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要感谢神，因为他在耶稣基督里让我们夸胜。
Yes?
是吗？
Our God is healer, yes?
我们的神是医治的神。
Our God is victorious, yes?
他是得胜的神。
Okay, so now they have this church.
所以他们现在有了自己的教会。
In the last 2 months,
在过去两个月里，
there are these healings.
在他们的聚会中发生很多这个医治的奇迹。
And they live in a town where Texas A&M. They live in College Station there.
他们住在 where's the place?
Texas.
Where in Texas?
College Station.
Oh, College Station. It's a city?
Yes.
Okay. 在住在一个城市叫 College Station.
Right. So all these college students everywhere.
在那里有许多的大学生，年轻人。
So their church ministers to many, many college students.
所以他们教会的服事对象就是这许多的大学生。
So they are seeing the college students surrender to God.
在他们的聚集里，他们看到很多大学生把自己奉献给主。
And go and serve.
然后起来服事神。
So because our students go to college.
因为我们的学生也上大学。
We pray covering over them that they surrender to God.
我们有许多学生，我们当中也有孩子要上大学，我们要为他们祷告，遮盖他们，让他们把自己归给主。
And serve where Jesus asked them to.
然后在神所预定的地方来服侍神。
Yes?
是吗
？Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. So our burden, mine and David's burden, is the same.
我的弟兄 David 跟我的负担是一样的。
And as we have been married, the Lord has just made our vision more and more just the same.
当我们结婚的日子越来越长的时候，我们的意向就越来越一致。
We have seen little bits of revival.
我们看到一点那个复兴的苗。
But we know God is coming in revival.
但是我们知道神要起来复兴他的教会。
Fullness of His glory.
要充满他的荣耀。
Covering whole areas.
神丰富的荣耀要充满这个地方。
So we're praying for Pomona now.
所以我们现在呢是为了 Pomona 祷告。
Yes.
是吗？
Almost 70% of the people in Pomona are Hispanic.
在 Pomona 地区的居民大概 70% 的都是西班牙裔的。
We drove the streets yesterday. I saw many young people just wandering the street.
昨天我们开车经过的时候，我们就看到许多的年轻人在街上。
I thought, oh.God wants to gather you in, young people.
我看到他们，我心里想说，神的手要召聚你们回家。
If you feed them, they will come.
你喂他们吃东西，他们就会来的。
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't just mean food, right?
我不是说只是那个饭桌上的食物。
Spiritually, if we feed them, they will come.
你们给他属灵的食物，他们会来的。
They are lost and looking for help.
因为他们已经迷失了，他们在寻找帮助。
If we feed them, they will come.
我们若是给他们属灵的食物，他们会来的。阿门。
So I'm looking at these young people going, oh, they're in trouble. We're going to get them.
当我看到他们的时候，哦，你们麻烦了，因为我们要来找你们了。
Gather them in because that's God's heart.
把他们召聚来，因为这是神的心意，召聚孩子们回家。
I saw a young woman on the corner.
我看到在街角有一个年轻的妇女。
She was really lost.
她看起来是非常的迷失的。
She had clearly had a bad night.
你看得出来她前天晚上是过得很不好。
Sitting on the corner of our church property.
坐在我们教会的那个角落。
And I thought, oh, there she is.
我看到她，我说，哦。父啊，他在那儿。
God wants to gather him and save her.
神也要将他召聚回家，拯救他。
Is that God's heart, you guys?
你们知道这是神的心，不是吗
our burden is the same.
我们的负担是一样的。
And God is the victory just the same as my little stories.
神的得胜也是一样，就像我分享的故事一样。
So when they asked David and I to move here,
所以当我们被邀请搬到这一带来的时候，
come and serve the next generation,
来与我们一同侍奉下一代。
That's nothing new to us. That's our burden. That's the same. That's our burden.
这不是什么新鲜的事，这是我们心中的负担。
So we pray and God said yes very quickly.
当我们在 Oklahoma 的时候，我们祷告，神就说是的，很快的，神就答应了我们。
I was born in Oklahoma.
我出生于 Oklahoma.
I was there all these 47 years.
过去47年之久，我都在那里。
It's hard to move across the country.
就是很不容易的要从那里跨过整个美国的大陆
to a big city
到一个很大的城市洛杉矶。
Did you know you have 6 lanes of traffic going one way?
说你知道吗？其实你们有六线大道，你们还是交通阻塞。
Did you know that?
你们知道吗？
I was like, wow, really?
我看到我非常的吃惊，说真的，六条线都塞满了。
But I belong to Jesus.
但是我属于耶稣。
I go where Jesus says go.
无论耶稣叫我去哪里，我就去哪里。
I go where Jesus says go. Yes.
耶稣叫我去哪里，我就去哪里。
I may be a country girl.
也许我只是一个在乡村中长大的女孩子。
But now I'm in the city.
但是我现在在一个大城市里。
So I will be a city girl.
我就做一个城市中的女孩。
And I will drive on 6 lanes of traffic going one way.
我也会在这个交通拥挤的六线大道上行驶。
And pray, Jesus, help me.
然后祷告说主啊帮我。
And I have peace.
然后有平安在我的里面。
Yes, I can say I have peace.
我可以说我有平安。
Because Jesus carries me.
因为主他怀抱着我。
The other day I was stuck in traffic.
有一天前不久我在车阵当中。
As far as you can see this way.
反正 我能够眼睛看到的距离里面。
You know the scene, and as far as you can see in your rearview mirror, that way.
无论你从哪一个方向看，你眼目所能及之处都充满了车。
Traffic.
车交通拥挤。
I said, Oh Jesus, I never had this in Oklahoma.
我说主啊，在 Oklahoma 从来没有这样的事情。
And he said, Lucretia.
但是主说 ，Lucretia， 你看。
Look at the people.
看看这车阵里面车阵当中的人。
Look at all the people hurrying.
这些人都在匆忙的往前。
Pray for all these people right now.
现在就为这些在往前的人。
And I could, pray for all of them right then.
所以我就在那个时刻为所有的坐在车阵中的人祷告。
Because that's God's heart, right?
因为在神，那是他心中所看见。
Jesus, draw the people to you.
主把人招聚来。
Jesus, as they sit in the traffic, let them know what's most important.
神说为那些坐在车阵中的人祷告，让他们知道生命中到底是什么是重要的。
Being surrendered to you, following you, loving you.
让他们知道生命中什么是重要的，让他们把自己降服于你，爱你，跟随你。
Letting you rescue them from sin.
让你来拯救他们脱离罪恶。
Show them their need for you, Jesus.
所以他们能够来侍奉你。
And then bless them, Lord.
显示他们心中的需要，让主你来祝福他们。
With your wonderful presence,
用你自己的同在围绕他们，祝福他们。
Is this God's heart?
这岂不是神心中所要做的吗
？So you get stuck in traffic?
所以当你坐在车阵中的时候
，Pray for the people.
为你四围的人祷告。
Because we live in California.
因为我们住在南加州。
Yes.
是吗
？So our burden is the same.
所以我跟我弟兄的负担是一样的。
When we first came to Christian assemblies 12 years ago,
12年以前是我们第一次拜访基督徒聚会。
To do a young people's conference,
是来这里我们有一个青少年的退休会，我们被邀请来。
My youngest daughter Cherish that you see with me,
我最年轻的女孩，你们看到的 Cherish,
she was a tiny baby,
她刚刚出生是一个小 baby。
So she got on the airplane and came here with us to love on the young people.
她跟我们一起坐上了飞机到这里来爱这里的年轻人。
Did you know Cherish laughed her very first laugh ever in her whole life at young Chinese boys?
你知道 Cherish 这个 baby 她平生第一次微笑
是向着谁发出的吗？是一个年轻的中国的小弟兄。
They were talking to her. Hi, little baby, you're so cute. All that, you know? And she just burst out laughing.
就在那个青少年的特会里，他们围绕着逗他说，你好可爱，好可爱。他就突然发出他第一次的微笑。
And they thought that was so fun. They didn't know she had never laughed for me, ever.
第一次的笑声，带着笑声的微笑，这些孩子一点不知道是他第一次笑。
And I said, oh my goodness, that is interesting.
我说啊，何等有趣啊。
So all that joy,
许多的喜乐
has followed me to California.
那样的喜乐就跟随我到了加州来。
This is bigger than we can understand what God is doing.
神现在所做的是超过大过我们所能够明白。
And that's what God keeps saying to me.
神就是一直这样告诉我。
I am doing more than you know.
我要做的是超过你所能够了解的。
So just hold steady.
所以就站稳了。
Trust me.
相信我。
And do the next thing in front of you as best as you can.
就面对着你面前的第一下一件事，尽你全力的来做。
So through the years, we have come back and ministered at the conferences and with the young people.
过去十二年来，我们不断的被邀请回来，在特会里边服事。
And it has become a burden on our heart.
渐渐的，这也在我们心中成为一个负担。
To see that many of the young people are getting less and less.In the Christian assemblies.
我们看到在基督徒聚会里面的很多的孩子慢慢的流失。
But listen, it's not something just with Christian assemblies.
但是你们听我说，这不仅是基督徒聚会是有这样的状况。
This is with the church at large.
整个教会总体而言都在丧失他们的年轻的一代。
Only 4-5%.
只有4-5%的。
Of the young people are in church.
年轻的一代是在教会里。
So this is the burden, yes.
这就是我们以我该有的负担，不是吗？
But once again, we look where? We look to God.
但是我们不放弃，我们向神仰望。
But thanks be to God.
感谢神。
Who gives us the victory.
使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督。
Through our Lord Jesus.
得以夸胜。
Yes.
是吗？
Jeremiah 29:11.
耶利米书第29章11节说到。
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，叫你们末后有指望。
So there's God's thoughts again, where he says his thoughts are of peace,And not of evil.
神的意念是平安，不是恶念。
To give you a future.
要给你们有未来。
And hope.
有指望。
The enemy wants to tell us there's no hope.
仇敌要告诉我们就是说，哎呀，没有希望了。
What's God's word say?
但是神怎么说的？
God says he wants to give us a future and hope.
神说要叫你们末后有指望。
So that's for each one of you sitting here today.
这个话是向着我们在座的每一位说的。
And that's for the next generation.
而且指着我们的下一代说的。
So God's looking at them right now.
所以神正在看我们。
Here we are in a small room.
在这一个小小的房间里。
Worshipping God.
我们在这里敬拜他。
How many were in the small room when the Holy Spirit came and they ended up touching the world? 12.
在圣经里有多少次人在小屋里聚集，圣灵降临，触摸到了他们，而这个影响是遍及到世界里去。
Look in this room.
看看这个房间。
There's enough of us.
我们的人数是够了。
There's enough of us. Look around.
看看你的四围，我们的人数是够了。
We can gather in the next generation.
我们可以把下一代带回来。
Is this God's heart?
这是不是神要做的呢？
Thank you for listening to my burden.
谢谢你们今天早晨听我的分享，听到我的负担。
30 years ago with second graders.
30年前那个二年级的孩子。
And today.
到今天。
It is still the same.
这个负担是一样的。
So we will work together.
所以我们要一起同工。
Because we speak different languages too, yes?
因为我们讲的语言是不同的，不是吗？
This is good, yes.
这样子是很好的。
Except I need to learn Chinese.
除了我必须要加强学中文。
Relieve Michelle.
让 Michelle 得释放。Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. She said, will you share Sunday? Can you speak Chinese?
她跟我说礼拜天要请你交通，你可以用中文分享。
Said, oh no, I can't unless the spirit gets on me.
我说除非圣灵降在我身上，让我说起方言，不然我没办法。
My children are learning Spanish right now too.
我的孩子们在家里学的是西班牙文。
So there we go, Chinese, English, Spanish.
所以我们有中文，有英文，有西班牙语。
Pretty good start, yes?
这是一个很好的开始。
Pretty good start, yes?
Amen.
For Pomona, yes?
就对 Pomona 来说，这是一个好的开始，不是吗？
So, in all different languages, I've been teaching the Bible study to say, Jesus loves you.
在不同的语言里呢，我学习怎么讲耶稣爱你。
And so they have been enjoying that. And we know that's God's heart.
我们的孩子非常喜欢学这个不同的语言的耶稣爱你，因为这是神的心所喜欢的。
So I will tell you in closing today in Hindi, which is India.
所以今天在结束的时候，我要教你们如何用印度话来讲耶稣爱你。
That Jesus loves you very much.
耶稣非常爱你。
Yesu tumse prem kirte hai.
Say it again. Yesu.
Yesu tumse prem kirte hai.
Slowly. Yes. You got it first. Yes.
Okay. Yesu.
Yesu.
Tumse,
prim,
prim. So you kind of roll the R,
prim,
prim. Kirta,
kirta.
Hey,
hey.
Yesu tumse prim kirta hey. Yesu tumse prim kirta hey. Isn't that pretty?
Yes.
Like, oh, that's so pretty. And that's how I feel when I listen to you. I'm like,
当我听你们讲中文的时候，我也一样的感觉。哇，你们的中文好好听哦。
Say, what did they say, Michelle?
我说他们说什么？
What did those sisters say?
他们在说什么？
What did Brother Paul pray?
刚才保罗弟兄怎么祷告的？
My head can't understand.
我的悟性是听不懂的。
But my spirit does.
但是我的灵能够感受到。
Yes.
是吗？
Yes.
Amen.